music. Music's playing. Look. Is it really working? Yeah, it is. Okay.
Oh boy.
Welcome to Studio 2 Rock. Live. Today's. Was it? Yeah, last Monday or Wednesday? I said that there's a. Sometimes I don't feel like doing a podcast. Yeah, it's like today. Doing it. I know. Don't want to do it. But then, you know, it's like. Subconscious takes over. You gotta do it. If you mean. On the website and stuff, like, yeah, that's stupid. So hopefully everybody good. Thanks for being. We had the hot pot by request. I actually am gonna get turkey today and stuffing. I'm gonna make the my turkey day because I missed the turkey day. So I'm gonna pull all that stuff together for me myself. Or anybody else wants it. And that's it. I'm gonna celebrate the second time. Do. Musk again. I'm on the website. I'm on MIP again. Just browsing. Puke. I don't want to know. No. Then the other website. Black Friday. Buy me. Yeah. Got good deals today. Black Friday sale. I saw one thing. I was like impressed. The Lego Ferrari. I'm like, ooh. It's like $240. So like, I could buy it, but yeah. Where am I gonna put it? So yeah. Now I saw the steering wheel for Logitech. Cutting the price. Half off. I'm like, oh. No. I don't have space for that either. So, not buying anything. Oh my god, get a present for this. No. I'm a terrible person. This year, I'm gonna be Scrooge. I just want cards. Just give people cards and be happy. I don't need gifts. Too much stuff. The people I know don't need gifts. They got too much stuff. You gotta get less. But as far as anything else, whatever. I heard this like Turkish. Turkey is, you know, on Turkey Day is attacking something. Like, is it master planned? Is it? The only thing I can think of is Jackery. Like Jackery solar panels. But I don't need those either. I don't know. I'm in a weird mood. Maybe it's like the day after Thanksgiving mood everybody's having. Because there were more people who ate turkey. And you know, turkey enzyme. It just make you want to go. And none of the stores are open. Last night, around where I am, they switched. They say, nope, we'll open at 6 in the morning. Well, that's a good idea. Because there are some unruly people lately. Look at crypto. Yeah, Solana is back 14. Good, because it was like 11. Hopefully, I don't know. Some people say, you don't want to get in, but Solana, I just feel like that's the network, future of network. It makes sense. But it's true. Anything other than Bitcoin is a crypto. Bitcoin itself is Bitcoin. It's like gold, except, you know, data. Oh, is that not crypto? No, it's the other coins are based on nothing. Like Ether, yeah, okay, you mine it a little bit. Anything else is like all the stuff. It's like the meme coin. Solana, because of the back, like I said, the network. What are they doing? How are they going to NFT? Labeling. They're probably going to label a lot of stuff with NFT. Projects. Products. Who knows? People, maybe? No. So, but they're working on the back end. It's fine. I'm not sure who's gonna be working on this stuff for El Salvador, but I think they're linking it together. That's been like years ago. I'm sure it's already done. The only reason it happened because it takes forever to transfer. You took your Bitcoin anywhere. Or transfer something anywhere. They need it fast. Like, fast transaction. And this way you can bring that into registers. I don't want to use that. What do you? The world's gonna change towards that. So I don't know what to say. Getting on a little bit. Hopefully they don't. But I think everything is going digital. It has to. Now, just look at all the stuff we have, and the conversation about the robot thing. Like, okay. A lot of us are single and we don't know if we're gonna have a family or not. So when you get old, who's gonna take care of you? Right? So you might wind up with a robot that takes care of you. Robot companion. Hopefully it's not like that, but yeah, I don't know. Four recalls, Broncos, and escape with sparkling engine parts. few injections. Two injections. Since I've been older, SUV, you know, like once in a while, I just at the red light, I'll just like bolt off. Not racing anybody, just like you can feel the car. It's not optimal. So you just punch it a little bit and then you will clear up the injectors a little bit. It helps. So I do that once in a while. And then people just want, I don't know, people next to me want to race me. What are you doing? Talk off and say, I'm faster. It's like, I'm just doing the injector cleaning. And then I break. Then they freak out. What are you breaking? Is it a cop? Dude, I'm just cleaning. Ogar. It's Ogar. I need to do that. I don't want to do a red light and switch the neutral and go boom, boom. No. I don't want to do that. Because that signals like I want to race. That's nuts. I don't know. Crazy. The best one I read yesterday. No, I see it on Zero Hedge. Airport. In Berlin. Climate activists glued themselves to the runway. So they stopped the... What? They used their hands? Oh. Take it off. It's one guy or it's two guys? At the Brandenburg Airport. Brandenburg, Berlin. I like to visit Berlin. Yeah. Again, always like that city. Some old architecture with some new. Just mind boggling. Let me see. It costs $3,000 to $4,000 to and from Berlin primary commercial. Misery for just misery. Your flight is being delayed. All the flights, 15 flights with the bird. Düsseldorf. 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 Well, I've been to all the cities. Leipzig, Dresden. Been there. I got a Dresden. I had a nice hotel. Look outside. It's like, ooh, cobblestone. Like, this is neat. I went out for a little walk. Even though it's Germantown, I feel like, man, this is like Ireland. It's got those walkways, old school. Yeah, yeah, I like this. Take a walk. Nothing's open, like, oh, oops. We're back to the hotel room. Some breakfast, open the window and just think about nothing. That was great. Then of course like 2 minutes later, friends, band members. Dun, what are you doing? Well, just chilling out, man. Here's a can of beer. Drink it before we leave. Like, oh my God. Like, not now. Like, you're not a dog. I don't want that. Can't drink like that. No. I introduced that story with the fire Twitter moderator. Thank you. There's some total weird stuff happening. Well, the game is up. So that's it. MIT reports breakthrough in solid state lithium battery. Still lithium. Let's go back to gas, or let's go hydrogen. Shooting truth to shut down your liberal family member Thanksgiving. Really? What? What did it mean? Let me see. Oh. Number one, AR-15 is not a mass shooter weapon choice. Number two, most mass shooters agree with mega dudes. Number three, fudging the numbers. Four mass shootings or a tiny portion of gun murder. What have we learned? Interesting. It's by Tyler Durden. It's by author by Kevin Downey Jr. PJ Media. Okay. Like I said, if you're pocket. Intentions. Okay, so you have a gun in your hand. Somehow. How did I get there? I'd be like Agent Smith. How did I do that? Right. Well, just it. You have a gun. What's your intention with it? It's just like, I'm just gonna shoot target for fun. But I'm gonna go to the shooting range. Have fun. Or I'm gonna point at something and pull the trigger. Or I'm gonna point, you know, point at myself and pull the trigger. What's your intention? Or it's like, I don't need a gun. Why do I have this? Let me sell it. Your intentions. Or it's like, let me pull it away. Or somebody get hurt. Right? One in four Americans skip Thanksgiving target to save the Maldives. Wow. Why you can have a turkey sandwich? Like, it's not that expensive. Turkey, you can get like $5 for the slices of twiggy breasts in little slices. You know, get a box of stuffing. It's like $2-3. And just add some butter or something and water. And get a 2-piece of bread. We're on cranberry sauce. You can go to someplace. Chicken. Oh, I need some condiments. Okay. Just walk in, really. Hey, I just ordered something. I forgot my condiments. You have any? It's over there. All right, thank you. Cheat. You cheat. And get free stuff. And be like, hey, come myself at Thanksgiving. Yeah. Volkswagen China stops. That all goes. I think I heard something about Foxconn backpedaling on their deals. Backpedaling on their the workers, like, oh yeah, no, wait a second, no, we give you money back, but come back. Because more people are leaving. Like, wait, you said this, and then you're just trying to trap us, you know? And now they got police involved. And just, you're slaves, go to work. Foxconn. The man who owns Foxconn. Who owns it? Cool timing. That guy lives a nice house. Taiwan has a nice house. Shanghai. Slave driver. Is he? Yeah, he is. We know that. I don't care. He says KMT. I'm like, no. You're like the you're like the worst ones. Like the bad. Just like the rhinos here. They're the same. It's just all about money. Only care about money. You're not doing nothing. Screw that. What about Tim? Tim's no big nut. We're celebrating Thanksgiving at the Cook family. Please. Be patient. Let us enjoy. Oh yeah, well, what about those workers getting police bashing at the plant that's building your device? What about them? Think they're thankful? No, of course that's like, that's pretty much like a this is also social justice. I don't know if it's justice, but it's not about justice. What it isn't. It's not about the that thing. It's really about this person's responsible for it. You have the answer for that. It's like, you're gonna make this phone through this guy, and you know the track record with this guy. Okay, so if you say okay, go. You're gonna, something happens, you have to deal with the consequences. Smart thing. I was like, nah, let's take Foxconn out. Take them out. Like, we're not going to go with them. So let's go with somebody else. Of course, there's like, we sign deals with these big companies, and there's some law. There's some law. With the contracts, you have to abide by. So I don't think it's going to be that fast. No. For Apple to figure out what to do. I don't know if they can back away from the contract. If they can, then yeah. I'd be like, why? If it was me, if I'm running, I'll be like Steve, like, hey, we're out, bye. We're probably never running with the Foxconn. They doing shady stuff, but from years and years, family, friends, people at work, not people I work with, but people my father, my grandfather worked with. Grandfather's okay, a little bit, but my father, the people who work with my father, what do they do? You know, they bring their own family and they kick you out. Then they get in trouble. Then they come back to you. It's like, hey, I need help. Like, what? This is a lot of those guys on Taiwan that went to. Not, I mean, I'm just talking about Taiwan. What about the other countries? So, I'm not saying Taiwan is the best place. Not saying KMT is the best people. They're really bad people. Good people and bad people. Whatever. Not the best. You're gonna get it anywhere. People want money and power. It's everywhere. You're gonna meet them. Always. So it's just making deals. Looking through history. When you make a deal, find out more the person you're dealing with. And, you know, and they get panicky. It's like, well, you didn't sign the deal yet. It's like, yeah. Because, you know, I want to know what your history is. So I'm going to find out. Well, then there's no deal. If you don't sign it within something, you know, you get those people. Most people, I'll say, nope. Okay, fine. No deal. We'll go find somebody else. Then they panic again. Say, well, I'm sorry, sorry. It's like, no. Then you can take them back, but you're going to have the consequence. If they play that kind of games, who knows what else they play in the background. I heard stories like this. All the time. Shady, shady business. They do stupid things and they get caught. Like, okay. Like, hey, I want you back. And you just say, no. It's like, knock them out. And they something try to revenge. Then it's like, okay, hey, look, if you do this, since I live in the States, guess what? US Marshal is going to go and come after you. I'm going to report it. Then it's like, oops. Yeah, you're not allowed to do business anymore with anyone in the United States. Back and forth, back and forth. It's always been like that. You know, it's just crazy. Home alone. Are you home alone? With family? I don't want no plans to celebrate at a restaurant, alone with friends, at home with family. I think a lot of people went home for a family thing. Yeah, it's changing. The whole world is changing. The atmosphere is changing. The business is changing. Good time to study. Get deep into things and look for opportunities. But not the ones that is gonna plunder on the people, but the ones like, now I can take this and go into that. And have a good feeling that it's gonna happen. As the year gone past, is gonna go up, go up, go up, and yeah, that's my opportunity. Right? Getting on that type of thing. Good investment, good future investment. It's the perfect time for it. If you can find it. It doesn't mean it's like a company, a product, or something. It could be anything. See. Just like when the Truth Movement came out, all the people have these podcasts, they're making money, right? Hey, it's our opportunity. its own products. They're selling products, but they're not. Some that are pushing it really hard, the other ones are not. You see, there's something there. Fart. Yeah, it's a good time for that too. Weekends. Turkey farts. Mine is like hot pot fart. I didn't eat much stuff. I just drank the... Well, the picture you see is the main hot pot. But we brewed the stuff on the side. And so I just took stuff on the side. Because that pink... Those pink things and the other stuff makes it more fishy, and I don't want fish. So I'm just gonna drink the regular consomme soup with some vegetables and tofu tea. Tofu. Know what I do with tofu? And all those people would say, soy boy. It's like, no. The spiciest kimchi you can find. Dumpin. With a little bit consomme. And dumpin' in a bottle. And just let it sit there for like months. Let it absorb all the spiciness. Then you take it out. It stinks. It tastes great. People hate that. Some of my friends hate that, so they just, oh god, how can you eat this? I'm like, it's good, man. Over rice, with some barbecue, Korean barbecue, beef, I guess it's good. How can you eat that stuff? Anything else? Any good deal? I don't see it. Good deal. Well, it was a good deal with video games, I'm sure. I had a layoff. Call of Duty. It was just way too much. I want to go driving, but. Sim racing, but I don't feel like doing sim racing today. Today is just as I think it's just a mass amount of people are surrounding my area. Like, oh, we ate a whole turkey last night. Oh. That's what's happening, and that's how I feel. Like, and plus, I woke up at 3, so it's. Didn't go back to rest or anything. So writing a program, fixing a program, updating a program, and that was it. Software stuff. Just, it's personal. But everything else, I don't want to go into anything. No agenda was nice. I like the show. Yes, nothing else. Really. Sales. M2 MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. $150. So that's the thing with the Apple thing. It's just, they're deals, not really deals. So who knows? I don't know what's going to happen with them, really. I don't care. I do have Apple products, but it's been less and less. I use less and less. I just don't see a value for them. I don't see a point having them. If I was working, I think I said in the past. If I was working, in production, yeah. Like a visual. Now the visual effect production. No. Everything has to do with photo, video, marketing, concepts, some little front-end user interface or not, that kind of stuff. Yes, involves some visual effects, but I don't do the effects. I just like, I do this general thing. I was like, you over there, yeah, hey, can you do this effect like this? Now draw on paper. They were like, oh yeah, like, here's your job for the day. You know, when you finish, I could buy your coffee. How about that? No yoga mat. No samosa in the morning. No wine in the afternoon. We go to work. You'd be lucky if I bought you a coffee. Like, you do good work, that means that's a perk. That means I like you. Coffee, maybe, like, you're hungry, you go to lunch, alright, here's some. Buy you some. I'll do that. But you do work. That's how I was taught. So then I heard stories about what, seen those videos. And especially the video with Twitter and stuff, how they're recruiting, using the video to recruit. And this, my thing was like, I watched the first before I read the comments. I was like, do these people work? Do they know what they do? So what's the, they don't really show what they do. They just show them like how cool it is in the office. Like, this is my daily thing, routine. And it's like my God. They don't do work at all. Just hang out, getting paid, get free food. I don't mind that. But if I work in it, say Apple campus, I work my ass off, think of something, then I might take, like, you know, work 3 hours and then take an hour break, or take 15 minute breaks. Like, I'm gonna go take a walk, get some coffee, and just think. That's how I work. Always been just like, I'll walk around, maybe say hi to somebody, something, then something will click in my head. I'm like, I know the solution. And run right back to the office and finish everything. Then take a look at it again, then walk again, say, maybe I could adjust it, this part of it, adjust that part of it. You know, your mindset should be up. Work. How can I make this thing better? It's not just product, everything. Like, you're visually, right? How can I make this better? You should have that type of mindset when you go find a job, right? Or how can I do this thing more efficiently? You don't have to tell the boss, just do it efficiently. Then they're like, oh, this is how I do things. The boss comes, like, oh, that'd be a good job. They will observe you. Then they'll be like, hey, would you like to be a manager? Teach those other kids how to do this stuff. Then you gotta think of it. Work hard. Right. Play hard, but work hard. Anything else? Nothing. I think that's it. It's Black Friday. What time is it? I'm gonna go get some turkey. Twiggy. I got some Lincoln berries, so I'll use that. And get some stuffing. They'll be happy. Okay. Anyone listening or not listening, you're just drowsy, just waking up, whatever. If you start listening to this, don't listen. No, enjoy. Enjoy your Black Friday. Enjoy your weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully you will pull up your tree. If you're into the tree thing, I'm gonna pull up my, well, today is a little bad. Not a great day. It's a little overcast. If it clears up, I'm gonna pull the lights up around the house. Got some new lights I'm gonna test. Then after that, pull the tree up, then I'm gonna sleep again. Done. So, have a great weekend. Happy Accent Friday. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.